When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again at the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. You'll be aware, if you've been listening regularly, that we've been trying to perfect a Sean Dyche impression, and it's been difficult for me and Andy and even the Talk Sport listeners who we set to work in a Dyche off. But our producer happened upon George Berry, an actor, Burnley fan, who does a mean Sean, so of course we had to get him in, and you'll hear him today.
And if you've got a problem with foxes, stay tuned, because I'll be giving you tips on how to get rid of them.
Yeah, and Andy may be selling it mail order, but you'll know what I mean in a moment. So that's happening. And also, Harry Redknapp joined us to tell us how life had changed post-jungle. So here it all is.
Sir Cliff Richard.
Really?
Oh, I sound quite sad, actually. The new roof at Wimbledon's number one court ensures rain will never again stop play.
Oh,
it's terrible, isn't it?
It's a disaster. He's going to have to hang around on the outer courts, keeping an eye on the clouds. Where's Cliff? He's out on court 16, looking longingly at the sky. Yeah.
Good idea.
Well, anyway, I was looking longingly at the sky for about 26 minutes last night. I'm sure I could hear Sweet Georgia Brown being played, because it did feel a bit like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, terrific.
It was great to watch Dusan Tadic's testimonial. So many of his old teammates turned out there. But anyway, you get the idea. We weren't very good for half an hour.
They were very good. They played slick movement, the passing. You know, it looked like you were going to take a terrible defeat, but Poch, as he always does, found a way, changed it. Sissoko came on, and the game shifted. And in the second half, you know, all right, Spurs' final ball was poor, but they certainly were the better team in the second half.
Three at the back and didn't work against Liverpool, and had to be changed quite quickly. And it didn't really work last night. I could see why he tried that, but I mean, the bench was staggering. When you look at the bench that Liverpool put out tonight compared with Tottenham's bench, Sissoko came on obviously for Vertonghen. Ben Davis had to, when he needed a goal, he needed a bit of, all he could really do was bring on Davis and Foyt. I mean, he had nobody else apart from, I mean, he had a Gazzaniga, the goalkeeper, Eric Dyer, Carl Walker-Peters and Oliver Skip. No one's going to come on and get you a goal. No. Just absolutely no cover up front.
It wasn't a fair fight. You know, the three players who were missing for the first half hour, Sissoko, he came on all right, but Sissoko, Son and Kane, all high-energy players. You were playing a very high-energy team. That's why Danny Rose looked good last night, because he matched up with them.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't a night for Llorente. It wasn't a night for Dele Alli. I don't know what's happened there.
I look at him and I look at Trippier and I look at their body language when things aren't coming off. And this is two guys desperately searching for some form. They are trying. They're getting in good positions. But in Trippier's case, his crossing has generally been poor this year. I mean, a couple of set pieces yesterday. One that really Llorente should have worked the keeper with. I mean, you know, he's a target man. He should really hit the target. Would be my guess.
Same with Alderweireld. That was close.
Yeah, but that, you know, that was it. He tried to loop that. I could see what he tried to do. Llorente just missed the goal. But Dele Alli's the same. It's all kind of flicks and donkey kicks and back heels and little touches, which when you're playing with confidence and playing well, come off. But when you're not, you can tell. But I look at his body language and see how frustrated, because he knows he's coming up short. And it's, you know, through no lack of trying. I take exception. I didn't know this till you told me at the game that Jermaine Jenas was giving Lucas Morrison clog.
Yeah, he did.
I thought he did well. I thought he worked really hard. He asked different questions of them, although it's not difficult to ask different questions if the other striker, of course, is Llorente, who's a touch more static. But he ran at them, he took them on.
In the second half, when it switched to Wimbledon 88 versus Barca, Llorente did, you know, he won a lot of ball. It was quite effective.
He did win a lot of ball, but it's kind of what he did with it, really. I mean, he's quite limited, but, you know, he's a good weapon with 10 minutes left when you're chasing something, as we kind of saw against City, or half an hour. But But, you know, I looked at them. We'll talk to Marcel about this shortly. I looked at them last night and thought you can get at them. They don't play through the press like Barcelona in their pomp. You know, they do get rattled. They do give the ball up cheaply. And I don't doubt the manager would have looked at that. As I was chatting to Stephen Kelly. I don't doubt he would have looked at that. And him and his coaches would be working on a plan. Of course, if they score early on, it could be very different. But I'm not giving up completely.
It doesn't matter if Ajax score early on. You need to score two to go through.
Yeah.
So even if they score in the first minute, it makes no difference because, you know, then it's 2-0, but then you get a goal, 2-1, you get another goal, 2-2, you're ahead. So, you know, that's the beauty of the away goal or the annoyance of the away goal, depends on how you look at it. But that you're still in the tie, well in the tie. Can I just say at half-time, I switched my new favourite sports channel, 4-3-1. It's a Greyhound Racing Live. It was the, honestly, I love it. It was the 8:59 at Sheffield.
Oh, tremendous.
What a race. It was a classic. It was 6 from 4 with 2 in third. Honestly, it's brilliant.
Yeah, you just so keep us in touch, Andy. With it'd be nice if you can just highlight one dog race a day. The world of greyhound racing doesn't get the coverage.
The bloke
it
afterwards doing the actually quite liked the presentation, but the guy sort of analysing the race. He went, "Well, the 6 came through there. The 4 looked like he might do all right, but the 2, you know, well, he's and obviously he was ahead of the 3." And all, you know,
yeah, don't talk. It's a like, numbers game.
It's
isn't
just
it?
A numbers game, really. What about the dog's name?
Have we still got dog versus pigeon, the famous race? Yeah. I wonder if we've got that commentary anywhere. We'll put that to the producers. See if we can dig it out.
Absolutely hacking up.
Dog versus pigeon. See if we can find it. Yes, where were we? Andy's nap. Every day Andy gives us a race
in a new
horse.
System. I've picked the 1:30. I haven't picked the race yet. I've picked the race. It's the 1:30 at Southall.
Yeah. I told you just to pick like your nan would pick in the Grand National on a name. Do it now. A name that
how about,
you...
How about this sort of...
No, don't
right,
do that
I'll
one.
Hover
do,
over do, and do a name say, that say me, when.
Do a name that means something. Give me the paper, Andy. I don't want to do that. Give me the paper. Here we go. Let's have a look. Right, it's the 1:30.
Pointless argument about a system that's never going
to
work.
Do any of these names mean anything to you, let me know. Okay. Televoy, does that bring any memories back? No.
Televoy Savalas.
No, that's okay. It's got something. Suddenly you think, oh yeah, I'll choose it for that reason. Ticks the boxes. Do you say you tick the boxes?
No.
Atalanta Queen. Have you ever been to Atalanta?
No.
Or supported the side?
No.
Cliff Bay. You know Cliff Bay?
Well, I've just been talking about Cliff Richard. That could be
well,
an
that's
omen.
A, okay, that's we'll Cliff, part that
that's
one.
A possible one.
Diamond Pursuit. Have you ever sort of robbed a bank or anything?
No. Not really, no.
Erty Dad. No, you never hurt your dad, did you?
No,
lovely
really.
Bloke.
Yeah. Only when he wanted to watch Sky News constantly.
XL Mate. No, I can't see.
Yeah.
Cavora. No, you don't know what he called Cavora.
No.
Major Crispies. Have you got Major Crispies? Or is it just the way you walk? See the news headlines, it never leaves you. Have you got a court subpoena? Only 10%. Only 10%. No. Okay, that's what you give every day on this show.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's not bad.
Yeah.
Plucky Dip.
Oh, I wonder what you can say there.
No.
Yeah, no.
Prince of Time.
No.
Or Rock in Society. I think the only one really
Cliff
is
Boy.
Cliff Bay, not Cliff Boy.
Oh, Cliff Bay.
Cliff Bay, okay. You just that's the one. Number 4, Cliff Bay. In the 1:30. Where's it running, Andy?
Southern.
Okay, it's got a chance.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's got a chance. Okay, that's Andy's nap of the day. Do apologise if you've already put your hard-earned money on that.
It'd be about 10 to 1.
Okay, yeah, bit of value for you there. Well, we ain't got a clue why he's chosen it.
No.
Well, it could be if it wins.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sport. On Tuesday, the 14th of May, Harry Redknapp is playing the Royal Albert Hall.
Sensational.
They've all played there.
Oh, yes.
Haven't they?
Sinatra. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Yeah.
Incredible.
What a great honour. Harry joins us now. Good afternoon, H.
Hi, lads. How are we doing?
It's, it's a big room, Harry.
I know. You know, I've got about 8 people coming, so it should be okay.
There's all sorts of wrestling and boxing, is
yeah. Yeah, you've probably over the years you've seen a bit of sport there, haven't you? I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, we'll see how we go, and we can always. I don't sing a Sinatra song. Frank Ferdinand's brave, wouldn't he?
Yeah, it would be brave. Last night at the proms, you could do something.
Yeah, you could bit of Royal Britannia.
That could work.
Yeah.
And, and they've got that big organ there as well. If you fancy knocking it out of tune?
I don't know, lads. I'm trying not to think too much about it, to be honest with you. It's a bit nerve-wracking.
It is. What's the show going to be?
I'm doing the theatre tour, and I'm starting tonight in Southend. And I'm there tonight, and then off I go. I'm all over the country, really. And obviously, the big one is, you know, the Albert Hall asked me to do that, and So I said I would, yeah.
Well,
free to do it.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, people sort of get offered these reality shows, and it doesn't always work out for them. But you have to say, no. I'm a celebrity. It's been brilliant for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Yeah, different people come up to me now. So most people are just, they're not football people. You know, they're mostly women, kids, you know, watch the show and follow the show. I mean, you've only got to look at the... I didn't realise the audience that the show got, just how popular and what a big, you know, 12 million people or whatever watching this show. It's incredible figures. And so, yeah, wherever I've been since then, people tend to stop me. But it's a different audience to what I was used to. It used to be men wanted to talk about the football, but not anymore.
We had a chat with George Foreman once, and he said in the end he'd be in airports and people would recognise him as the guy who made the grills and not as the heavyweight champion in the world. And that's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, people keep asking me about jam roly-poly pudding there. Who's going to win the league, Liverpool or Man City? You know, it's been a bit of fun. I don't take myself that seriously, and you get on with it and have a laugh and enjoy it, you know.
Yeah. I love the fact that the people thought that the roly-poly advert was real. They were phoning you up and asking whether you could do 100 for a party, weren't they?
Ordering. I've had people ordering them. I go, no, it's an advert for GoDaddy. I'm just spoof, you know. I've not really got a jam roly-poly business, but actually it's not a bad idea.
It's lad. Not, that's is not. It? No, it's I'm surprised you've not been approached. With you. Yeah, yeah, we'll have 10%. It'll be like Dragon's Den. We'll take you into the den. That's it.
Yeah.
I did raise the question the other day, because you've done so much telly, that you might be H in Line of Duty.
Have you been watching Line of Duty, Harry?
I haven't, no. Oh, I haven't watched it.
The big mystery character is a character called H.
They want to know who H is. And we
Who's
saw,
H, oh, they keep
You
saying.
Might wander in right at the end.
No, I know. I've been so busy, I've not had time to watch it, unfortunately. But everybody,
it's terrific.
It's great. You know, it's fantastic, yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
But if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that during Match of the Day, at the end of Match of the Day, Andy tries some impressions of the managers, and generally they're terrible.
Yeah, they are.
And the one he's really been trying to crack, the Holy Grail, is Sean Dyche at Burnley. We had a Dyche off on the show. TalkSport listeners phoned up. We found the phrase, didn't we?
Yeah,
we
good
felt
phrase,
got
yeah.
us closer to Sean.
Have we got the phrase or not?
No, I can tell you what it was. It was, it's your job, by the way.
That's true.
But that's as close as we got, which sounded a bit more like the dog in the Sooty Show than it did Sean Dyche. So our producer said to us yesterday, he said, I found this guy just online on Twitter, and he doesn't mean Sean Dyche. He's a Burnley fan as well. So let's have a look. So we had a listen, and this is indeed actor George Berry, Sean Dyche as the Prime Minister.
Sean, you've gone from Burnley manager to British Prime Minister. Do you think you can sort the country out?
Well, you know, it's a tough task, we know that. But I've always believed in my ability to go from club to country, and so myself and my staff are up for the challenge. You know, as we believe in what we're doing here in Britain.
Is job one to solve the Brexit crisis?
Of course. You know, that's the reality of the situation we're in. Which we voted for, by the way. Let's make that clear.
What is your stance on the European Union?
Well, you know, we've earned the right to be in and amongst it, that's for sure. And we want to be active in the market, which is never easy, by the way.
George has joined us. George. Good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you.
You've got the speech patterns. I mean, obviously, he's your manager, so you watch a lot of interviews with him. But it's that kind of change of pace. He's quite sing-songy, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think he's very charismatic as a man, but he's just got that very contrasting voice that goes with it.
Yeah.
So it's... really interesting one to listen to, but I think he's a great guy.
Is he from Kettering? There's a hint.
There's a bit of Kettering in there, isn't there? One of his old teammates, a Scandinavian teammate we spoke to on the show, there was a story that said he used to eat gravel or something, which he obviously denied, but or yet something like that, didn't he? I can't remember what it was.
Gravel,
but how did you realise you could do Sean then?
Well, I did Burnley's Got Talent, a talent show back in, I think it was probably back in 2014, probably just after he joined the club. And
who came second?
I did come second.
Won?
Yeah, a young girl singing a song from Pocahontas.
Oh, okay.
As Sean Dyche.
Yeah, it was really impressive. No, it was.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Sean doing the hits from the Disney musicals. Let It Go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. So you were second in that, doing Sean.
Yeah, I did a Sean Dyche that night and got a few good reactions from there. And then just listened to him. And he's very unique voice. I'd say he's got a very unique voice, so...
Is Sean aware of this?
I don't think he is. There's a lot of people now at the club are since the video, so you never know. Yeah. If I get round to him,
he'll see the funny side, I'm sure.
Oh,
He's no doubt heard us two Burks attempting it on here as well. So what's the key to it? What's the key to getting the voice right? Because you did some physical in the video. People watch it. You're doing a couple. You're kind of rubbing your face quite a lot. Is that something that Sean does?
I know
he's not being method. He does it because Sean Dyche does it, or you've seen
I think
him
I saw him do that very recently after the draw at Chelsea, and that's when I felt like I needed to do the impression, just because there was a lot of stick that he got on that and on Twitter from Chelsea fans, and I just thought now was the time. I do think any Sean Dyche impression, though, does come with a health warning.
The voice.
There's only one person who can really do that voice for a long time, and that's him.
Yeah.
The video took one take, and if I'd have done two or three, I'd probably need to see a doctor.
We bought these throat sweets in today.
Oh, well, there we go.
We're thinking of sending a packet to Sean, but then he
doesn't. If his voice changed.
Hello, how are you doing?
That would ruin it for
today.
Me.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, and I don't really do many impressions, but as an actor, I think there'd be a lot of people who'd say... I'd gone a bit insane to that's my one impression. It's probably doing me more damage than good.
Yeah,
is it really
that's
you only
trouble?
Do one person?
I think that's the one, to be honest.
I do about 150.
Well, you don't, Andy. You do one that all sounds the same.
Yeah.
I think we've still got a bit of Andy's Sean Dyche anyway. Is that still on the system? I mean, it might be hard to find it. Well, I just think it gives
us...
Basically, your one impression is Mr. Kipling / John Arlott, and everything you do sounds like that.
No, that's very true.
That's just it. So, you living down... Down here these days.
Yeah, I'm studying to be an actor down in Swiss Cottage in my last year, and then I'll be down here from then on. But I'm back next week for the Arsenal game. So
right. So you're a regular to Burnley.
Yeah, and I was at Chelsea last week.
Yeah,
it's brilliant that you're doing this because there's been quite a lot of criticism in the acting trade that basically it's all Benedict. Not that there's anything wrong with these actors, but Benedict Cumberbatch and I can't remember the name of the other guy. They're all posh.
Tom
boys.
Hiddleston.
Yeah. Tom Hiddleston. The guy who's he's a brilliant actor. Played Stephen Hawking.
Eddie Redmayne.
Posh blokes. You're
all
saying.
Posh blokes.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
There are a lot of them. Yeah.
Whereas there is a tradition of great Northern actors as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I felt like London was the place for me to be to train, but then going forward, you know, I hope to work back up north.
Yeah. So what sort of productions have you been doing?
We do musicals, we do Shakespeare, we do modern plays. I've got one coming up in Camden for 3 nights, which is called Extra Time. Ironically, only 45 minutes, but it's... It's a one-man play written by a fellow Burnley fan called Annabelle Chadwick. And it's about being a young football fan and going on the games with your dad and stuff. And
it's one that's
going to be really interesting. Yeah. And
what dates are they?
It's the 12th to the 14th of August at the Camden People's Theatre.
Okay, nice.
Sounds
one.
Good.
You're saying you've done a bit of Shakespeare, and it would be
not Craig Shakespeare.
No. If we attempted to go on and do a bit of Shakespeare as Sean,
I think that would work.
I mean,
well,
you know,
should we give it a go?
Guess give it a go. Yeah. I mean, look, this is not the Des O'Connor show.
We haven't had a chat about this.
I
did put it out there, and people have thought, "Oh, blimey, and beautifully shoehorned in." But we haven't met before. Pick a card. No, we hadn't met. before. So, yeah, I wonder if give it a go then, George.
Yeah, okay. I'll just do a couple of lines from Hamlet, the classic.
So, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
To be or not to be. That is the question, by the way. Whether, you know, it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing, end them.
Yeah, that's great. It's I think Sean as Hamlet.
Sean Dyche does have that lyrical voice that could work with Shakespeare's.
Yeah.
You know, he speaks like that. He's got that at the corner of the smile, by the way.
But
then when you talk about cheating, anything like diving in the game, he got that gravel. It's really aggressive. That blatant cheating in the game.
Yeah.
You can just imagine like him back at home with his son's just done. He's just cheated in his GCSE German. He's something like, "What are you doing there, son? Like, that's blatant cheating using Google Translate. What are you doing?" And I'm the only one talking about it. By the way, where's your mum? So yeah, I think he's definitely got that charismatic side to him. But the darkness works more.
I'm just trying to think a role like Iago would be good. I think he'd be a good Iago, don't you?
Absolutely.
In Othello, he'd do that well because he's being nice sometimes. And then he's a piece of work. Those
missing a trick.
Yeah, maybe he should be. That would
Iago
be great,
Aspas.
Wouldn't it? He'll just come here, Iago Aspas. He said, "I always see myself as a football manager, but you know, now I'm with the Royal Shakespeare Company. Life's very different."
I don't know how far he'd last though with that voice reaching the back of the theatre. I'm not sure.
No.
You never know.
Wouldn't be great at the Globe.
Yeah. So, I'm sure the word will get back to Sean. And it'd be nice if you could meet him. They'll get you up as the gaffer at the Christmas party. I'm sure that'd be good.
Really good.
And, things heading in the right direction. I mean, it was a pretty tough start, but, you know, they worked their way through.
They have taken more points since Boxing Day than Chelsea.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, you always thought, how is this happening? Chris Wood is, you know, and Ashley Barnes have always looked like they've got goals in them. So it was weird the start they made, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I do think that there were factors in that, like the Europa League. I think Sean Dyche and us as fans, we believed that all the talk about, oh, it's going to like ruin your season. We thought, no, we're going to be above that. And it was very difficult.
It ruins everyone's season. It's ruined Chelsea's season. Yeah, it's ruined Arsenal's season.
It was absolutely
difficult. We've lost four and drawn two after Europa. It's a disaster.
I think we had 12 points from 19 games and then... Mm. He brought the club captain, Tom Heaton, back in, and I think that was a massive move because he's such a good servant for the club. And then the same for Dwight McNeil. He's been brilliant on the wing.
Suddenly
we're very creative now.
And Barnes is one of those players that everybody else hates, but if he's in your team, you love.
Yeah, he's a very much a Sean Dyche player. I can't see them two ever parting now, whatever career they go. Because
Barnsley is a great player. Fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see Sean Dyche as the take over at Man City one day. He would bring Ashley Barnes with him, Ben Mee, these players.
You do think he's one of those managers that there's always managers who take a bunch of players with them. We had Harry on it. Nico Cranchar was Harry's one, wasn't it? Often went with him, and you're right.
I think he would take those sorts of guys. But he's now with us.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, good to see you. Thank you ever so much for coming.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nice
and
to meet you.
We wish you well in the future, and we'll keep in touch with you and with Sean, of course. And we'll catch up.
And
with
I'll
you
work
again.
On some other ones and see if there's any more.
You do one or two. Are there others that
I was thinking I could try? I was thinking of listening to Harry then. Just then, but you're fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean, I get my jam rally poly. So fantastic, terrific guy, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit more like Glenn Hoddle.
But anyway, you're Sean. You've completely cracked it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, you've often made this point in the past about your own football club, how big clubs run their businesses. It can be very interesting. And the season ticket renewals came through from Chelsea. So I filled them out. And I've been I've had a few problems in the past. I've posted it, got lost, put two in one envelope once. So now I do the full thing. I fill it out, I do two envelopes, and I send it special mail, Royal.
Can't you do it online?
I've tried to do it online. I couldn't find the way of doing it. And they send you the forms, yeah. You know me, I'm a bit...
You are quite old school. You're like my mum. It has to be in letter form, otherwise it actually hasn't happened. It's crazy, isn't it? No wonder if you keep sending letters...
Well,
this is what's going to happen.
So I fill them out and do it. And then my wife...
Grafting all our posties. We're looking to keep you in work.
No,
keep sending letters, definitely.
So my wife goes to the post office to do this special Royal Mail special delivery. And the woman says, well, I can't do this. You can't read the postcode. And
I looked at it and showed me the two envelopes, and they've sent all the season ticket out with a kind of postcode that you can't actually read. It's got like a misprint in it.
No.
You think, oh, brilliant, that is. That's absolutely brilliant. So anyway, I've gave her the right postcode and it's fine now, but you think, oh, just send out a proper... Surely somebody looked at those envelopes and we can't send these out. They've got a misprint on the postcode. Oh, no, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. And then you can imagine some people won't get their season tickets. I bet there's a percentage.
Well, I think most people who do it online, 99.9% of the people, the only one who's doing it by pigeon, they might not get theirs, Andy. For goodness sake. I'm down with the new technology.
Well, I tried to. I wanted to do it online. I just couldn't see where it said, either in the form or on the website, how I could renew this season ticket online. I couldn't see it. I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
Well, it must do. It must be the easiest thing in the world. It's the way the way most people do it, isn't
it? I would have thought so.
But... You silver surfers.
How dare you?
Anyway.
I'll get the sack. Now, the thing is, I was looking at the court circular. This is a good one today.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Goodison family and Gemma and Seb. And I was thinking it'd be great if Gemma had married the old ex-United player Park Si-jung.
Yeah.
And she'd be Goodison Park.
Well, would she be Goodison Si-jung?
Well, it wouldn't really work, would it?
No, I think she would be Park, wouldn't she? Definitely, yeah, she would be.
And I've been going on about Stryker, but you know I'm a big fan, the comic in the Sun, the football comic. I do love it, but I just want them to get back to the Premier League. I have made this point. And now, today, it's gone mad again. It's basically, there's a news report, and Abbas Chuckwamba, from the owner of the Kampala...
Abbas Chuckwamba?
That's his name. Owner of the Kampala Kickers.
Right.
Has been found murdered with a bullet wound in the back of his head.
Oh,
and then
wow.
They cut to the reporter and she says, police say the killer was a white female assassin in a cat suit. You mean like Killing Eve? Villanelle? Honestly. Can't just rip that idea off.
Are you accusing them of some kind of...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, Andy had amorous fox problems last night at home.
Yeah.
And it's happened to him before. I don't know why they always come to your place your bedroom window.
No idea.
But they make a fairly fearful noise, don't they?
Whoever
heard foxes in that situation.
They sound like they're killing each other.
Yeah.
But apparently, my wife said, no, they're not. They're making love.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So...
how she knows this, I've no idea.
You've got a system, haven't you, that sees off the foxes. And you said to me, I had to use my organic amorous fox disperser last
organic
night.
Organic fox repellent.
And they can't sell it on, well, they could sell it on Instagram, but not many people would buy it. Basically, Andy goes out
honestly, if any of my neighbours are listening, I don't do this.
With a cocktail of his own liquid, and indeed his wife's as well, and he goes out and he sprinkles his own wee in his street.
Well, not in the street, it's in a mews by the bins.
So you do it in a mews
by the bins. Yeah, I do it in a subtle way. I don't just flood the whole area.
Well, I did say to you, it's not draft. You don't go out and do it draft, do you?
No.
It's definitely.
It's a sprinkle.
Why do you have to? Why can't it just be yours or your wife's? Why does it have to be this heady cocktail of the two?
Well, she produces more than I do. Do you really need to know this? I mean, I'm usually a touch dehydrated in the evening.
I'm sure you are. But, I mean, it would be worse if it was draft in the mews.
Yeah.
So, next neighbourhood meeting, they get together.
I'm planning on
point number three, the very strong smell of urine in the mews. We can't really find out. A little and goes up very sheepishly at the back. Andy saying, well, that would be me and my fox disperser.
No, the thing about this is you don't have to do it that often. You do it once and then the foxes get the idea that, you know, they sort of move on.
Really?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. They weren't there last night and they'd been there the previous two nights.
And but they were all outside your window. And it was like it was some sort of cheap hotel.
But you know, it's screeching. I'm sure listeners have heard it.
It's
quite disturbing.
Yeah.
You know.
We had two caught up in the kids' goal net once in the garden, bringing it back to sport.
That's good.
I was about to ring the RSPCA to come and... put them apart.
How did they get away?
I think it just reached its natural conclusion and they entangled themselves from the net. Really, it's fantastic.
Now, Victoria's been talking about
Victoria who? Victoria. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Victoria Beckham. You talk about famous people like you know them. So give me a break.
No, Victoria Bourne, our excellent newsreader, has been talking about the change by M&S of the Percy Pig to vegan.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Percy vegan?
Yeah, wouldn't make much sense, would it, really?
And the alliteration's gone. It seems to have lost its impact.
And they insist that the flavour is the same and, blah, blah, blah.
It's only one way to find out, isn't there? But the bomb bag on the way in.
But I like this bloke. One bloke, Jack Hayden, 20, of Poplar, East London, said, "I can't tell the difference, but if it helps save the environment, then I'm all for it." I don't feel that just changing the Percy Pig to a vegan edition is going to save the environment. If it does, I'm all for it,
I like
too.
The vegan edition.
Vegan edition, like, why not?
We spoke earlier on to Chris. It was Chris Prideaux, wasn't it, we spoke to?
Chris Prideaux.
Yeah, he's the son of... the dad of young Liam Prideaux, who's been a mascot of 36 football grounds. And Andy wondered if there was any TV formats for him. One or two of you have come through. Pridey, I'm in love, which is the new dating show, says Simon the Postie.
Yeah.
Kept in work by Andy, clearly. Pridey Night Lights, says Walter. I take it that's the American football show.
The college football. College football. High school football.
High school. Pridey the 13th. This is very detailed. Liam looks back over 13 generations. He's only 8. He can't carry a TV show. Let his dad do it. And finds that his distant relative created the original football shirt.
Well,
how does that work, Kevin? Sorry, I got a bit high there.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah, there.
Did you see an aging cow?
No,
gave birth.
You are.
Gave birth to 4 IM, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think aging bull, really, but an aging cow.
What a film that was. They should come back to that. Jake LaMotta.
An aging bull.
In his later years.
As me.
Yeah. Steve Ball, aging bull. Just Steve saying it used to be all trees around here in Tipton. They used to be a calf. Look at it now. That's a block of flats.
An aging cow gave birth to 4 calves, which are all thriving at odds of 11 million to 1 in Auckland.
Put money on that.
I did. I had 50p each way with Paddy Power. Tremendous.
Really? That was the stupid
pun
of the
each
week.
Way was.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4pm on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return tomorrow from 1. We've got some top guests joining us as always. Until then, have a fine evening.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.